Another volunteer is then asked to try a different approach so that students can see how other choices might play out. Props and costumes help the participants take risks in new roles, as do the playful atmosphere and the support from the actors. In the discussion groups afterwards, students respond to questions like, "How is this scene similar or different from what happens in your school? How do you get the respect that you need? And how do you settle your differences?" These discussions become lively exchanges as many students volunteer their thoughts and ideas. Our Trauma Center team evaluated this program at 2 grade levels in 17 participating schools. Classrooms that participated in the UI program were compared with similar non-participating classrooms. At the 4th grade level, we found a significant positive response. On standardized rating scales for aggression, cooperation, and self-control, students in the UI group showed substantially fewer fights and angry outbursts, more cooperation and self-assertion with peers, and more attentiveness and engagement in the classroom. Much to our surprise, these results were not matched by the 8th graders. What had happened in the interim that affected their responses? At first, we had only our personal impressions to go on. When I'd visit the 4th grade classes, I'd be struck by their wide-eyed innocence and their eagerness to participate. The 8th graders, in contrast, were often sullen and defensive, and as a group, seemed to have lost their spontaneity and enthusiasm. Onset of puberty was one obvious factor for the change, but might there be others? When we delved further, we found that the older children had experienced more than twice as much trauma as the younger ones. Every single 8th grader in these typical American inner-city schools had witnessed serious violence. 2/3 had observed 5 or more incidents, including stabbings, gunfights, killings, and domestic assaults. Our data showed that 8th graders with such high levels of exposure to violence were significantly more aggressive than students without these histories, and that the program made no significant difference in their behavior. The Trauma Center team decided to see if we could turn this situation around with a longer and more intensive program that focused on team building and emotion regulation exercises, using scripts that dealt directly with the kinds of violence these kids experienced. For several months, members of our staff, led by Joseph Spinazzola, met weekly with the UI actors to work on script development. The actors taught our psychologists improvisation, mirroring, and precise physical attunement so they could credibly portray melting down, confronting, cowering, or collapsing. We taught the actors about trauma triggers and how to recognize and deal with trauma reenactments.